AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats say they have a deal on immigration with President Trump, but on Twitter, the president says there is no deal. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi had dinner last night with the president. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The two top Democrats in Congress say their deal with President Trump over the expiring DACA program would enshrine protections for the nearly 800,000 immigrants brought illegally to this country as children. The Democrats stated they would also agree to work out a package of border security enhancements acceptable to both sides, but for them, that excludes a border wall, and the White House disagrees.
On Twitter this morning, the president says there is no deal, and massive border security would have to be agreed to in exchange for consent. Later today, President Trump travels to Florida's West Coast to take a look at damage from Hurricane Irma. The president says his administration has done a good job reacting to Irma and Harvey.
I think we've gotten very high marks for the way we've handled them thus far, and we continue to handle them well, but they were very big and very powerful, and it was very unfortunate.
The big worry in Florida is nursing homes. Eight people died in a nursing home in Hollywood, Florida. Raylan Story is a spokeswoman for the city.
Our initial investigation has revealed that they did have power to this facility, but the AC was not working properly. This is our initial investigation, and we are continuing to look at that issue.
Other nursing homes are being checked around Florida. Medicare cards are getting a makeover to fight identity theft. Starting next spring, no more Social Security numbers plastered on the card. Near Washington, D.C., a pregnant teacher missing for more than a week has been found dead in a shallow grave. Her boyfriend is charged with killing Laura Wallen. Days earlier, the boyfriend spoke at a news conference pleading for his girlfriend's safe return. This is AP Radio News. The new iPhone is pricey, but getting a good mobile phone doesn't have to cost $1,000.
If you want the latest iPhone but can't see your way clear to spending $1,000, you could go back a model or two. Of course, if you must have facial recognition and emojis you can animate yourself, you're stuck. But a year-old iPhone 7 will still have the latest software updates. It starts at $550. The two-year-old iPhone 6S is $100 less. Samsung's Galaxy S7 goes for $576. Even cheaper are refurbished models, though, of course, used phones come with fewer guarantees. Warren Levinson, New York.
A senator in Australia who provoked an angry backlash by wearing a burqa in Parliament wants lawmakers to ban full-face Islamic coverings in public places. Pauline Hanson's proposal calls for a fine as high as $3,400. Compelling others to wear these coverings would carry a prison sentence of up to 6 months. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.